In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we bring the Church's year to a close with the Feast of Christ the King. A couple of weeks ago on Bible Sunday, I surprised some of you by saying that the Bible is the Church's book, designed to be read first and foremost within the Church, the body of Christ. Part of the reason some of you were surprised, I suspect, or even shocked by what I said is because of the way we use the word church. Nowadays, we tend to think of church as meaning a building. We go to church today. Or a profession. When someone is being ordained, we speak of them as going into the church. But church, Kirche, Kirk, actually comes from the Greek word Kyrios, meaning Lord, as in Kyrie eleison, which we will be singing in Advent as from next week. This means that the church is the assembly, the Latin word is ecclesia, the assembly of people who belong to the Lord, who acknowledge him as their king. And it doesn't, of course, just mean this assembly gathered here today, but the whole company of faithful people in every place and in every age. That, then, is the context in which the Bible is read, preached, learnt, and applied. We belong to the Lord because we are fed by his word and his sacrament, the sacred meal instituted by the Lord. Thus inspired and sustained, we are sent out to be his body in the world in which we live. In the famous prayer of Saint Teresa of Avila, we are to be his hands, his feet, his eyes, with which he goes about in the world today. But of course, his hands and his feet bear the marks of the nails that held him to the cross. The body of Christ is a broken body. And we demonstrate this when the consecrated bread is lifted up and broken for all to see. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. This means that the church, the body of Christ, is also a broken body which goes about with wounded hands and feet and side. Some of these wounds are self-inflicted, sadly, but not all of them by any means. Some, the majority of the wounds, are ones we bear because of who we are and what we are called to be in the world. One of my sons, as you may know, is a builder, and it shows in his hands. For a start, they are much bigger than mine, from all the lifting and carrying he has to do. They are rough, with scars and bits of hard skin from the knocks and the scratches that go with the job. And the hands that I see stretched out at the altar also have their stories to tell. The wounds and the scars that the church picks up in the service of the Lord are also signs of being a builder. We may think, literally, the hands of Jesus the carpenter perhaps had, you know, marks of splinters and sharp instruments as well as the nails. We are called to be builders. And so, those wounds and scars which the church bears are tokens of our obedience to our calling, our willingness to be faithful shepherds, the sort of shepherds that Jeremiah refers to. The people mocked Jesus on the cross and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is a king." And there is great irony in these words, because it is precisely because he chose not to save himself that he saves others. This then is the Lord, the King, to whom we, the church, belong. He has a scarred and broken body, but he is also a king. The strong and the powerful have put up a notice to say that he is a king. And once more, their mockery is telling the truth. But it is the thief on the cross next to him who recognizes this statement as the truth. He also recognizes the truth about himself and says, "I have been condemned justly, and I deserve what I am getting." Because in his last moments, he sees the truth. He dares to make his prayer to Jesus. "You are a king. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Belonging to the Lord, the church too confidently makes the same prayer and looks forward to the same reply. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Amen.